Welcome to Communication Made Simple, a podcast to learn about how to speak with confidence, prepare your message, listen actively, give and receive feedback, and much more. I'm your host, José Mota, a communication coach with 15 years of experience in the software industry. Visit www.josemota.net to get your free coaching call or email me at podcast@josemota.net. Let's get on with the show. You're listening to my Communication Six-Pack series, where I break down the six key themes of communication to help you improve the way you speak, listen, and collaborate with others. We started with the theme of preparation, and today we start a new theme, online communication. It will equip you with the fundamentals of working remotely with others. Before 2020, most people would go to the office and work together. They would gather by the water cooler and chat, have important meetings with clients and partners, visit other coworkers' workstations to discuss design work, perform pair programming, or simply exchange ideas creatively. Then the pandemic hit, and everything changed. Most of the world has switched to ways of working that require them to talk through a screen most of the day. What was once a supernatural thing to happen turned into a chore. Up to this day, there are still people who want to benefit from technology without jumping through the hurdles every time. So how will you ensure smoother, distraction-free calls and meetings? How do you get up and running for those with less effort and waste? In this episode, I am suggesting three essential components of a good setup for online calls, and I will also be suggesting a budget setup to improve it. If you have a laptop, you'll most likely have a built-in microphone and webcam. They might just work for the occasional call, and if you want to look sharp, professional, and make a strong impression, you'll definitely want to take a step up. So let's start with component number one, sound. Of the three components, sound is the single most important factor. I've been using a professional microphone for around 12 years, and almost everyone notices the difference. Imagine any call you hop into. What's the first thing that happens? You greet the room by saying hello or good morning. And it feels so much better to have everyone receive you in full display, almost as if you were physically there with them. Here are three benefits you get from improving sound through a good microphone. One, the conversation flows better. How many times has someone asked you to repeat something because they couldn't hear it right the first time? When your words sound clearer and crisper on the other end, most of the time you won't have to repeat yourself. Two, you sound more captivating. People will want to listen to you because you stand out from the pack. Three, you are perceived as more professional. It might sound cheesy at first, and it truly makes a difference on your audience. It shows you're committed to being understood well, and you appreciate people's time talking to you. There are literally dozens of microphones to choose from, and here are a couple of tips on how to pick the right one. First, understand if you want to stay mobile or work from a fixed space like your home office. Next, consider your budget. You can go as low as $40 for the simplest yet effective option, all the way to the thousands of dollars on expensive equipment. Bonus tip, usually good reviews on the internet give you a fair hint on whether it's a good buy for the kind of equipment or not. YouTube and Amazon might be a good place to start. I have two personal recommendations to give you. I've used one and I've gifted the other to a family member. First one is the $40 Logitech H390 headset. This is a great choice if you're on the go, if you want to go mobile. Number two, a little bit more expensive for around $100, the Samson CO1U. It's a cardioid microphone, very similar to the one I've been using for more than a decade. This is a great choice if you're planning to stay at home within a fixed home office. Both of these options are plug and play on your computer, and you should be ready to go in a matter of seconds. A second item that is important to address is the use of earphones or headphones. It is entirely up to you to decide which one you pick, as long as you do pick one, and here's why. Let's say you're at a meeting and you're using your laptop's built-in speakers. If someone else is speaking, there's a very strong chance for unwanted echo, which is uncomfortable and less professional. The good news is that the problem instantly goes away when you plug a pair of earphones, as the sound goes straight into your ears and not into your speakers. The Logitech headset I recommended earlier does the job perfectly in this regard, for instance. We've covered sound. Let's now go to component number two, the camera. It's not just about what to buy, but also where to place it, and the amount and position of your light sources. You could have the most expensive webcam in the market, and it wouldn't fare well if positioned in a rather unflattering spot in a dark room. So here are my tips on how to improve the way you look on camera. Number one, place it right in front of you at eye level. If you're using an external monitor, adjust the height of the monitor so that the top bezel matches just slightly below your eyes. If you're on a laptop, then you'll probably want to stack some books until you get the same effect. Because of this, you might find it difficult to use the laptop itself, the keyboard and the touchpad. So if you plan on using the laptop besides just talking, consider connecting a keyboard and mouse. This is particularly useful if you're working collaboratively, let's say on a digital whiteboard or writing a document together. Something to keep in mind when adjusting your camera, your head should almost touch the top of the frame. That way, you can use your hands to explain something more visually and keep the audience more engaged. Number two, balance the light around your room. Always have your windows as close to the front of you as possible, never behind you, because if you do, you'll get a silhouette effect. That's when everything is seen except your face. It goes dark. If the outside light is too bright, cover it with translucent curtains for a diffusion effect, which makes your skin look super smooth and professional. Now that you have those two aspects covered, I'll give you a couple of recommendations for cameras. Both of these shoot in 1080p, which is amazing quality for most meetings, workshops, or webinars. Let's start with the budget-friendly option, the Nexigo N660P, for around $60 to $70. Number two, the more solid choice, the Logitech Stream Cam for around $170, although I've seen it on sale sometimes for around $100, so definitely stay on the lookout for those. The final aspect of your setup is the backdrop. Believe it or not, people notice the backdrop quite frequently. I happen to have a really big bookshelf behind me, and my last guest actually mentioned the books I have on display. There have been more times I've picked up a book on a call than the fingers in my hand. And that's saying something. A good backdrop meets these criteria. One, it's neat and clean. No one wants to see a mess that keeps them away from what you have to say. Two, it's neutral. You should stand out, not what's behind you. Three, it's yours, especially if you plan to work from home in your own dedicated office. Make it personal, like my books. Remember that the key outcome of a call is for everybody to leave it in a better position than when they started. That includes getting things done, making good decisions, and people feeling good about doing those things with you. Your backdrop somehow acts as your business card if you think about it. These three basic components of your setup will elevate the way you position yourself online and how others perceive you. Your meetings will run smoother, people will listen to you more effectively, and you'll be saving time too. So here's the summary of today. Sound is paramount. Get a good microphone and headphones, and you'll increase the quality of your meetings at least threefold. A good camera will allow your peers to see you and respond to you better, almost as if you were with them physically. Finally, your backdrop is your business card. Make it clean, neutral, and personal. You will be noticed. In the next episode, we'll continue the theme of online communication by exploring how you can improve your posture to be more confident and engaging to your audience. Hope you've enjoyed this episode. Stick around and subscribe through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen from. Make it a great day today. Talk soon.